gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
And a very good evening to you from me, the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz, here in the driver's seat in Studio B at Radio 2 RDJ. Welcome to the Gadget Grill. I've just told you who I am, so it's time that the person sitting in the other seat in the studio should tell us who he is. That's you.
Wait, it's me.
Yes.
I'm used to Alex being the one that goes after you, and like, there's no Alex this week, so I'm Jason. It's a bit of a quiet studio tonight.
It is with absent Alex.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Alex is away gallivanting somewhere overseas that we could tell you where he is, but we'd have to kill you.
That's right, yeah. That's right. So, Jason, I'm back in the driver's seat. My shoulder is not 100%.
Let's not kid. It's not better.
It's not. Well, yeah. The shoulder's a lot better. I'm still the same sick person that...
What was that?
That was
someone's notifications going off.
That was a notification on my phone telling me that I've got an email that I don't care about.
All right.
So there you go.
It seemed well timed.
I've spent the week basically in bed recovering, still recovering. Went to the doctor during the week and... the good news is that I'm getting better. The bad news is that there's no hope.
That because you're getting better.
Well, regardless. What have you been up to, mate?
I've been moving stuff around. I'm switching bedrooms in my house this weekend. It's a riveting experience, but also
so
harrowing.
You've been, what, did you get a rivet gun? Do you want to borrow mine?
I might need to, actually.
Okay.
We'll talk after the show.
Okay, I do have a rivet gun at home. Mm-hmm. I have a number of tools at home.
You have a number of hardware-related guns.
I have all sorts of tools at home. I am a surprising handyman.
Yeah.
Except when it comes to actually doing stuff.
Yeah. No, fair enough. At that point, you get someone else to do it, right?
Well, you know, that's what the hired help is for, isn't it? Mm, you know, that's what you pay the slaves for.
No.
What do you know?
Is that what I've been doing wrong?
That's exactly what you've been doing wrong.
Oh, dear.
You pay the slaves to do the heavy lifting for you.
Right.
And also the not-so-heavy lifting.
It's the paying thing that I think I've gotten wrong.
The paying, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, those of us of independent wealth.
Oh, well, yes, fair enough. Yeah. Hang on. Who are they?
I'm just trying to find them. I can't see any.
I can't see any either. No.
Oh, well, so much for that. So has there been much happening in the world of technology this week, Mr. Murray?
There's actually been a few phone launches this week, so we'll talk about them in the news.
Right.
And There's one big phone that's becoming available this week. If you're listening live on the Sunday night, then it's tomorrow on Monday. Or if you're listening on the Tuesday replay, it's available now. So that is the HTC U11, and we will be telling you all about that and what we think of it later on in the show.
We gave a little comparison of it last week with a couple of other phones, but this week we're going to focus one of our segments on that, and the other segment, we're going to look at a new laptop that I happen to have in my hot little hands. The Asus UX 490.
It's not that little, but it's quite nice. It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks like a certain other laptop.
It does indeed.
We'll talk about that later.
We shall talk about the other laptop.
No, we'll talk about this laptop.
But in the meantime, I'm going to play some music, and in memory of the fact that you've been getting physical, and I'm slowly...
What? When?
With doing the work at home.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been...
I've got other people to do that.
Yeah, that's the paid help, the hired help, the slaves. And the fact that I've been paying the slaves to do it, I thought a little bit of Olivia Newton-John and physical.
Right, okay, it's not the slavery reference. Okay.
No.
Good.
I'm seeing all the things.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ 88.1 on the FM band, on the internet, www.radio2rdj.com.
And it is time for the news, catching up with all the latest in technology over the last few days. And I'm going to start with a story about Paul Allen.
Yes.
You heard about what he's
done?
I did
hear about this. This is a very interesting story.
He has... oh dear, wonderful typo here. He has a company, he started a company called Stratolaunch, and they have built a plane with the same name, and they actually Stratolaunched it this week.
It's the world's biggest passenger plane, isn't it?
Not a passenger plane.
Or is it just the world's biggest plane?
World's biggest plane, mm-hmm. Wingspan of 385 feet. Which is larger than Howard Hughes' Spruce Goose. Six engines that are typically used for the 747. Now, think about the thrust that one engine...
A 747 usually had four engines.
Yeah, this has got six of those engines, not four.
Oh, six of the same engine that a 747 uses. Engine. Right, I see.
And the idea is that this plane, twin fuselage... And it's to carry up to 50,000 pounds of payload, so the plane can take off from the runway, fly to roughly 35, 40,000 feet, the normal cruising altitude of a jet plane, and then launch stuff into outer space from there.
Right.
That's pretty...
What was it called?
Stratolaunch.
Stratolaunch. Well, there you go. It's literally in the name, isn't it?
That's right. To launch from the stratosphere.
Yeah, so I do find this quite interesting. Now, Paul Allen's usually in the news for a few other things. More recently, he's sort of become himself known as a little bit of a patent troll. But it's good to see that if he is in fact becoming a patent troll, that money is going to some use and actually forming a company and doing some technological good for the world.
It's interesting that you describe him as a patent troll because he is actually independently wealthy. His family...
He is, isn't he? Yeah.
His family are very wealthy. They have buildings at one of the universities in Seattle named for the family.
Yeah, but they had that before.
I know, yeah. I know. And, of course, he funds at least two museums in the Seattle area, and both of them are amongst my favourite museums. You've got the Pop Culture Museum, which I thoroughly recommend, and you have the Living Computer Museum, a little bit further south in town, and you've got all sorts of things in there. That's where I had my photo taken with Paul.
You met him.
Yeah, well, right, no, I didn't. Yeah. That's not what I said.
You had your photo taken with him.
I had my photo taken with Bill Gates and with Paul Allen.
Yeah.
In the main computer room there, the Living Computer Museum. I have never met the gentleman, but I did have my photo taken with both of them.
You stood next to him.
I stood next to a photo of them.
Yeah. Right, okay.
And had my photo taken with
I was going to say, if you'd met him, I would have said... Maybe ask him what's up with the patent behaviour.
Well, if I had, then I would.
Yeah.
We actually, the day that we were there, we actually had a good chat with one of the guys who's one of the curators there. And we had maybe a half-hour chat with him as we're trying to leave. And it was fascinating, and some of the stuff that they have there.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
Lots of old friends. Because I'm a lot older than you.
Speaking of old friends.
Yes.
Andy Rubin. He's a bit of an old friend of Google and Android.
Yes.
He had a bit of a coming out party this week at his new company called Essential. And
who needs it?
Apparently everyone. It's called Essential.
Okay.
Yeah. we all need an Essential device.
Right.
So Essential is a technology brand, and there are two products that they've announced this week. One is a voice assistant, sort of like a Google Home or an Amazon Echo. The one that's a little bit more interesting for us, being that we love our phones, is they've launched a new Android-powered phone called the PH1. It's a very slim phone with an almost bezel-less front panel with a 5.7-inch screen. And there's a dual rear camera setup, and you can clip on accessories like new cameras and the like onto the back of it. And so when you purchase the phone...
I have seen something like this a number of times before.
Maybe not quite like this.
Right.
But when you purchase the phone, if you add $50 onto your purchase price, you get a clip-on 360 camera.
How much?
Extra $50.
That's cheap.
Yeah, so the phone launches at $699 US, but if you go
for
about
$1,300 here.
$699 I think ends up being just a little under $1,000 here. So you're probably right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot to take into account the Australia tax. How silly
exactly,
of me.
Exactly.
So yeah, $50 plus $50 takes it up to $749 for the 360 camera. But internals are bang up to date. It's got the year's hottest hardware. It's got the Snapdragon 835, 4 gigs RAM, 128 gig storage. It's coming out. It's coming out later this month, I think, possibly next month in the States.
I might have to get one sent across.
Well, yeah, I'd definitely be up for that. It will also, it has Australian 4G band, so I wouldn't be ruling out an Australian launch in the not too distant future as well.
Right. Okay. My Republic.
Oh, yes, yes.
You heard about it. You know,
I have, yeah.
You know who they are.
Well, I do.
Okay. They're My Republic are a Singapore-based telecom provider.
Yeah, they provide broadband.
Broadband. And they have just announced a new broadband offering in Wollongong.
Only in Wollongong?
Only in Wollongong for the moment, for $130 a month, offering 1 gigabit per second.
Ooh.
Exactly.
I've never wanted to move to Wollongong more in my life.
Exactly. Exactly. So they've just announced a 1 gigabit a second broadband offering for residents of a certain part of Wollongong. They had a competition.
Why Wollongong?
They had a competition for people to say, why should my area have it? And so people who live within, I think it's maybe a kilometre or so.
Damn it, Erskineville, why did you not...
Well, why did you not enter the competition is the correct question.
I didn't know.
Well, there you go. There you go. So who can you blame for that?
The rest of my suburb.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Google has been all about machine learning, especially the last couple of weeks as they've been coming out of Google I.O., but you could say they've been always about machine learning, but this week they put some of those machine learning smarts to use with some new features in Gmail. Now, these new features are to do with detecting what we call phishing attacks, which is where an evildoer will send unsuspecting victims. That would be you,
right?
You might be more suspecting than an unsuspecting victim. Maybe me. They'll send them an email attempting to trick them into revealing sensitive information like their login details, a credit card number, and things like that. Now, what Google's done this week is that they've put some of their machine learning experience to use so that Gmail can spot these kind of emails without having to be told by people. So Gmail gives you controls that says, no, this email looks suspicious. And if enough people tick that box on a certain email, it will warn everyone. Now Gmail's going to learn and warn you in advance.
I'm not sure what's to learn. If you're getting an email that comes from a Nigerian prince,
mm-hmm.
and it tries to tell you that it's from a bank that you don't bank with.
Well, how does Gmail know which bank you bank with?
Well, that's not the point. But, you know, if it says that it's trying to say that it's coming from a bank.
But Gary, are you trying to tell me that Bill Gates is not conducting research that will see me get a free laptop?
Funny about that. I am. And that's exactly what I'm telling you.
So the other thing that they've added in terms of some malware and some suspicious phishing attack detection is that if you click on a link that looks like it's going to go somewhere suspicious, they will warn you.
Of course they will. They will also now, on your Android and iOS devices, pre-write a response for you to email.
Yes. So that's actually a feature that was in Inbox for a long time, but they've actually just put it into the normal Gmail.
And as soon as I saw it, I had to research how to turn it off, and I have. I do not need some...
I just... You know what I do?
Tell me.
I don't push the button.
Well, I turn it off so I don't even see the bloody button, because the button to me is an annoyance.
Fair enough.
I do not need some half-wit telling me how I'm going to respond to an email. Coding errors. WannaCry. The WannaCry exploit. Mm. Did you hear about the coding errors in that?
No, but I assume that someone's fixed them and released a new one.
Well, no, because in a lot of cases, the coding errors actually prevent it from encrypting your files.
Oh, I did hear about that, yes.
For instance, if the folder happens to be write protected or the files happen to be write protected, it can't do anything about them and the files remain unchanged.
It's probably not a great idea to have a folder that's write protected if you are using your computer day to day, though.
No, it's not. Where is? Oh yeah, and deletion. Sometimes it tries to do a file deletion, and that doesn't work either. So when it goes to it encrypts your files, then tries to delete the original versions of the files, that fails as well.
So are you saying that this is written by Microsoft?
No.
It could have been.
This has got to be written by people who really have no idea of what coding is all about.
That's what I said.
Okay. Next story, Jason.
Okay, my last story for tonight. BlackBerry has, well, not BlackBerry has, but the BlackBerry Key One has launched in the USA, and apparently it's been quite the hot seller. It's been hard for them to keep on shelves. I would have to say that
keeps falling off. The boxes aren't straight.
Yeah, they're curved or something.
Right.
No. A lot of places that are stocking it are reporting that there's been a lot of people coming in and purchasing one. Really, really goes to show that there's a lot of people who are...
They've all been purchasing really, the same one?
Really nostalgic for that BlackBerry band. I'm ignoring that. And the Canadian carrier Rogers has actually said that it's the most BlackBerry pre-orders that they've had for any BlackBerry device ever, which says a lot.
It does indeed.
Now, the BlackBerry Key One
does... I'm not sure who it says a lot about, but it's odd that, you know...
Well, I think it says something about BlackBerry's later hardware... hardware achievements. So the BlackBerry Key One is not manufactured by BlackBerry. It's manufactured by TCL Communications, which is the parent company of Alcatel, which we hear quite a lot about in Australia.
We do.
And it's launching this month at JB Hi-Fi for $899.
Right. Foxtel.
Ooh, something's coming up for Foxtel this week.
During the week, they have asked ISPs to block 17 sites that they're suggesting are sources of pirate content downloads.
Really?
Which ones?
Actually, it's okay. I gotta say, I saw someone react to this on Twitter during the week, and they said, "It's always great. I don't know where to download things from until Foxtel makes a press release that tells me about it."
I think that sums it up quite nicely. Mm-hmm. That sums it up quite nicely. The last story that I have. It's not quite technology, but it does happen to tread on the toes of Uber and eBay and a few others.
Treads on their toes. Do tell.
Yeah. Walmart, largest retailer in the world.
Also a massive amount of technology they develop.
They do indeed. Mm-hmm. The latest thing that they've developed now, because you can go, if you live in America, you can go online, you can order from Walmart, you can have it delivered to your local store, and... Typically, most American residents live within 10 miles of a Walmart store.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah. I certainly like going to Walmart when we're there, and we'll do a lot of shopping while we're there because, it's good value.
You know what? When I went to Vegas, I went to Best Buy and I didn't go to Walmart.
Best Buy is also very good. Best Buy is very much technology-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart, clothes, shoes.
I think I need to go back to the States, and I think I need to go to Walmart.
Let me buy you a ticket tomorrow.
Okay. I'll hold you to that.
No, you won't.
I'm going to DM you tomorrow and ask where my ticket is.
Well, you can certainly do that. That's certainly fine.
When the show comes up for rerun on Tuesday, this segment will be mysteriously absent. It never happened.
What happened?
I don't know.
What they're doing is they're telling you that you can order it and get it delivered to your home. And to get it delivered to your home, now think about this. They've got trucks going to their stores pretty much on a daily basis with all sorts of products, replenishing stock, whatever. So these trucks are now going to also include ordered stock for delivery, and they're going to give the stock to their staff and have their staff deliver it on the way home.
Yeah. So I actually did see this. They're asking staff to shuttle your packages to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they going to pay their staff extra for doing it?
They are.
That's great.
It's a very interesting concept.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of issues involved in that I think that, you know, they need,
work it out.
They need to address. It's because it's not just the payment of it, but your vehicle is now going to be used for business purposes.
I'm sure they'll be fine with that.
There'll be, you know, there may be insurance implications and stuff like that. Nothing that we haven't seen already with people who are driving for Uber or Lyft or whatever.
That's really cool though, because like the first thing that you said, one of the first things you said in the story, is that most Americans live within 10 miles of a Walmart store.
Exactly.
Which means that Walmart is within 10 miles of its delivery for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they can utilize their network and their staff to get their products to you in a very, very timely manner.
Is this something that we could see done here? Do you want...
Who can you see doing it? Without mentioning any names, can you see any of our retailers adopting such a model? We don't have that penetration of the market.
But, I mean, like, do you really want the staff from your local big box store knowing where you live?
Well, there is that too.
That's actually, most of them know where you live anyway, because when you buy stuff, they ask for your name and address. But yeah.
Yeah, and I refuse to give it to them. Unless I absolutely have to. But that, to me, that is a wonderful example of lateral thinking in terms of, we have a problem, how can we address this problem? And as long as the staff are not being adversely impacted by this, it seems like a damn good idea.
Yeah, it could be really cool. I wonder how good their app is.
I have no idea.
Find out.
Indeed. This is Jimmy Barnes, and an appropriate song for Sunday night. Especially as winter is approaching.
I'm not sure which one it's going to be now. I'm a little
cheap
bit scared.
Wine.
Oh, nice. Because the last song was about milk as well.
Okay.
Oh, once a star, a gentleman cigar, I drove a fine car, a baby that was years ago. You know this? I left. Heard she died while on her needle she was crucified. Yeah, but that was years ago. I left it all behind. I found out she whined at a 3-day girl party. She whined at a 3-day girl.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on to RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, and we are on the internet.
We are.
At www.radio2rdj.com.
Oh, yes, that.
Now, you're a phony.
What?
You are a phony.
That could probably have been better phrased.
Okay. You have a phone.
I do.
You have a phone in your hand.
I do have a phone in my hand.
I could actually pick up some of the stuff on my desk, and I could have two phones, one in each hand, but it would not be what you have in your hand.
No, but however, your phones would be quite interesting as well. We'll talk about them next week, perhaps.
We shall, yes.
So this week, I've got the HTC U11. Now, we've mentioned this a couple of times. It got launched a couple of weeks ago, and big news is it's coming to Australia tomorrow.
In a store near you.
Yes, there'll be several. It'll be in several stores near you.
The usual big box stores?
Yep, for the princely sum of $999. And you'll be able to get it on contract from a couple of carriers. Not all of them, but a couple of them.
Contract is good, saves you money, potentially.
It does. I'm in love with this phone.
You're in love with it?
Yeah, it's got my SIM card in it. HTC is going to have to prize it out of my hands if they want it back. Frankly, it's become my phone. That's basically the review.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Moving right along.
So the HTC U11 is, I'm going to say, it's a return to form for HTC. They've had a disappointing couple of, they've had a run of disappointing phones. There's a lot of love for last year's 10, but it didn't really rate for me because they sort of messed up some things with the camera.
Sure.
And this year's U Ultra and U Play, they also didn't quite resonate with me either. Now, the U11 has a 5.5-inch screen's got a fairly standard face design, so there's bezels above and below it, and there's this absolutely gorgeous coloured glass rear on the back of the phone. Now, in Australia, we're only getting it in amazing silver, which is pretty amazing, actually, although it does tend to look fairly blue, depending on the light that's shining on it.
Right.
And a fairly standard black colour.
Cara.
But I would say that if you're going to see this in stores, you're going to want to look at the amazing silver. It's fantastic. It's very, very reflective. You'll be able to sort your selfie out before you even take you can take a selfie.
Sort your selfie out.
So there's a couple of...
You've got to patent that. You've got to register that.
Sort your selfie out, yeah. All right, I'll do that. So inside, we mentioned earlier that there's some fairly standard specs for high-end phones this year, and it doesn't disappoint. It's a Snapdragon 835, it's 4 gigabytes of RAM, and it's a 64 gigabytes internal storage with an SD card to expand that. Now, HTC's got a big thing this year called EdgeSense. Now, they haven't gotten into the curved screen wars or different weird features on the in terms of screens and edges. What they've done is they've made the edges of the phone sensitive to pressure. So you can literally squeeze the phone and make it do things. Now, I have mine set to launch the camera when I squeeze it, which has actually been legitimately useful to me. And what I usually do is I will use it to launch the camera as I remove the phone from my pocket. I'll just give it a squeeze. And by the time I've raised the phone up and I'm ready to take a photo,
okay,
it's there.
Two questions for you.
Sure.
Because you're squeezing the side of the phone. You grab it by the edges and you squeeze it.
Yeah.
So have you found that in pulling it out of your pocket, you've squeezed it too much and it's squeezed it too tightly and it's activated the camera for you?
No, you can actually set the amount of pressure that you want to apply for that. So you can make sure that it's not sort of just the amount of pressure that you place on it by picking it up.
Right. Mm. Second question relates to when you're driving around. Now, I know this doesn't apply to you.
I don't know the answer to this one.
I know this one doesn't apply to you.
Mm.
But when you're driving around and you've got a phone in your car, the law says that it must be mounted in a commercial type of mount.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, you'll have some sort of a suction cap, sticks it to your windscreen or your dashboard, and you mount your phone in there.
I think I know where you're going with this.
They hold the phone typically by the edges.
So there is a zone. The bottom half of the phone is the part that's sensitive to pressure.
So you're squeezing the phone's bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
And now,
this particularly concerns me.
There is a zone between the power button and the edge sense part that you can actually grip the phone by without triggering the pressure sensor.
Okay, I am particularly concerned, in fact, alarmed is not too strong a term, because you are squeezing a phone that you love by the bottom.
Yes, fair enough.
Okay.
Okay. So let's move on from the squeezing, because while it's a feature that they've really pushed, I don't think it's the defining part of the phone. But I think that the defining part of the phone is the camera.
And I have heard that the camera is very bloody good. That's a technical photography term.
That is very technical. The camera, I have found very impressive. It's a 12-megapixel rear camera and a 16-megapixel front camera. Now, the 12-megapixel rear camera, that's kind of a standard thing these days. A lot of manufacturers sort of went up to the 20s and HTC included, then they came back to 16 and they've sort of settled on 12 as a good place to get low light sensitivity. And the camera, I took it out to Vivid this week and I've pulled some amazing photos off it.
And you actually showed me some of those, and they do look very nice. And even because you took some photos, if I recall correctly, from the deck of a moving boat.
I did. The long exposure didn't work out so well, but some of the normal exposures were great.
Excellent. Okay.
So I really like the camera. It catches a lot of detail and it gives me a lot of confidence that I'm going to get the shot that I want. I'm really happy with that, and so many phones miss on that confidence and that trust level.
Level of acuity in the photos, amount of noise in the low light photos, what's that like?
So in low light, in super low light, like if sitting out on the deck of a ship, It's going to be pretty noisy. It is pretty noisy in low light, but most smartphones are.
Exactly.
There's a bit of post-processing that they do to smooth that out, and I have been able to pull some really, really nice shots when there's a light source in a low light photo.
Okay, that's the HTC U11. This is BB King. Ain't That Just Like a Woman?
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill on Radio 2 RDJ, 88.1 on the FM band, and on the internet at www.radio2rdj.com. Gary is very amused because I have selected tonight's useless gadget,
and
we'll tell you more about that in the next segment. But tonight, Gary has a new Asus laptop that he's going to talk about for us.
Indeed. Earlier in the week, I received, courtesy of Asus, the UX490. And the unit that they gave me is very nicely configured as well. 500 gigabyte SSD, Core i7-7500, 16 gigabytes of RAM. That is a rather nicely specified piece of kit.
It is, and it's not going to break the bank for that either, is it?
Well, I don't know that this one costs $1,400. They say the pricing starts at $1,400.
Mm.
And I doubt that you're going to get a Core i7 16 gig and 500 gig for that sort of money.
Maybe not, but it is a very nice looking laptop, and you will get that physical design for it.
The physical design is beautiful. Mm. Nice widescreen, beautiful resolution on the screen.
I gotta say, very
quick to boot, as you just saw just a few minutes ago.
I'm going to say it bears more than a passing resemblance to a certain other laptop.
You're not going to mention the MacBook Pro? Or the MacBook Air?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yes, that's the one.
As a matter of fact, you made an observation that the keyboard looks like the MacBook.
So the keyboard part looks like the MacBook Air, and the screen part looks like a MacBook Pro, because the MacBook Air doesn't have the glossy screen.
Which prompted you to define a new MacBook model.
It is the Windows Book Pro, or the Windows Pre.
The
Windows Book Air Pro.
Indeed. It's actually
so what's inside this thing?
Okay, as I said, Core i7,
mm-hmm.
7500, so they have only just been superseded, the Core i7 7 series, with the 8th generation just this week. So it's a very up-to-date CPU.
And Intel retires their CPUs at different weird times of the year.
Well, you can still go and buy a bloody Celeron.
Yeah, of course you can.
And, you know, like, why would you? Anyway, this one.
So I turned this on before, just in the ad break, and I think within about 5 or 10 seconds, I was looking at Windows 10.
You were.
It was ready and functional and up and running.
As I said, it is very quick, very responsive.
So what doesn't it have?
What doesn't it have? And now this is a very interesting feature that is missing. It does not have a touch screen. And as I was mentioning to you earlier in the evening, I like a machine to have a touch screen, and in saying that, I don't actually use the touch screen all that often. It's an interesting conundrum, but when it's there, I like it to.
You have to be careful reaching for it at the moment too, don't you?
I have to be very careful reaching for it. That's what my left arm is for now. I use the left arm to do it, but you know, I've got my machine here which has a touch screen, and I do use the touch screen occasionally in production of the show. This one, While I was in bed, now this is interesting because, as you know, this week I've been laid up in bed and I have wanted it to be a touchscreen because when you're in bed, unwell, you don't necessarily have space for a mouse or a trackball. It's got the trackpad on the body, but I think that when you're just stuck in bed, a touchscreen is perhaps a little bit nicer. It doesn't have a full wraparound screen the way some of the other ones can convert
to a tablet. It doesn't rotate all the way around. So it's just a laptop.
It is.
It's not just
a laptop, but yes, it is a laptop.
It's very true. But if you are just in the market for a laptop and you don't want anything fancy and weird hinges and stuff like that, then this is the laptop for you.
It is very nice. It's very well featured. Very well designed. It looks very nice. You know, from the design standpoint, it is very nice. It has everything that you need, and it'll even suit somebody who classes themselves as a power user, especially if you get the higher end models.
You can always pay a little bit more for a little bit of extra power.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that is the ASUS UX 490 here on the Gadget Grill. This is Bob Dylan, Just Like a Woman. When I touched the screen properly.
No, that was a bit ironic.
No?
No.
There we go.
Hey, touch registered.
Nobody feels any pain. The rain. Everybody knows that baby's got new clothes, but lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her curls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl.
Welcome back to the Gadget Grill here on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, and we are on the internet, all the w's.radio2rdj.com. It is our favourite time of the day, our second favourite time of the day.
What's the first favourite?
Going home.
Oh, yeah, it's almost time for the first favourite.
Yes.
But in order to get to the first favourite, we'll go through the second favourite. Now, I nearly managed to derail the previous segment by showing Gary my useless gadget selection earlier, which did tickle his fancy because he has musical inclinations. Now, with apologies to the person who actually has started this project, and I will point out it has been fully funded on Kickstarter, today's useless gadget is mixtape. That's with two X's so that it can be trademarked and copyrighted. The cassette reinvented. Apparently, the cassette was ripe for reinvention. Yes. But this is a fully functional music player that looks, feels, and plays. So you can actually put it in a cassette player as a cassette. Now, that's not too amazing. We have actually had we have had digital audio players that have been able to do this for a while. So I'm not really sure why this is so amazing. But it's got a display. It's actually got touch navigation on the cassette. It is literally a cassette. It's the same size and shape as a cassette. It's got a memory card slot, a micro USB port for transferring content onto it, and it's got a headphone jack as well.
Just what you need.
I do think it's funny, since Apple removed the headphone jack, every product that has one has now moved that up the list. Like, it's number two on this item's list of features, which you think, yeah, last year it might have been number 10. I think we're done.
Yeah, we are. I'm the Professor Stumpy Steamboat Gaz.
I'm Jason.
You've been listening to the Gadget Grill on 2RDJ FM 88.1 on the FM band, and we are on the internet at...
Oh, wait, I have to do it. www.radio2rdj.com. I got that right?
You did indeed. Yeah. To take us out tonight, this is Gary Moore and a little bit of blues for you. I Loved Another Woman. If you
was a real good woman, never done me no harm. She was a real good woman, never done me no harm. But I loved another woman, now she's up there, she's gone.